So you've done the environmentally friendly thing and bought an electric car because you don't want to spew greenhouse gases all over your community. But what happens when you need to fill up, so to speak? You don't find electric charging stations on every street corner. There are several in Spokane, but not many in rural areas. Avista is working to develop charging stations around its coverage area. A couple of months ago, it opened one in downtown Rosalia, about halfway between Spokane and Pullman. That one has room for 4 vehicles. 2 of those spaces have what Avista calls its DC fast charger. Drivers can plug in, go grab something to eat, and be on their way in a half hour or so. The cost is 30 cents a minute. Other charging stations are in the planning stage, says Rendell Farley from Avista. He's their manager of electric transportation. And he took us to see the cars charging in the parking lot behind Avista's headquarters in Spokane.
So you can see right now we've got out of 8, 9, 10, 11 spots, you've got 8 that are actually taken right now. So pretty good usage.
So how many of these do you have around the region?
So right now we've got only 15 ports in workplaces. We've got close to 60 installed at residential customers and 1 DC fast charger right now in Rosalia. The plan is over the next year and a half, roughly, to complete the installations to have as many as 100 workplace ports installed and 7 DC fast chargers, as well as 45 public port connections.
So it's growing slowly anyway.
We're trying to do the right amount of infrastructure build out to help us learn and to begin to support what looks to be a very positive thing for the future without going overboard or doing too much. So we're trying to do just the right amount.
Who are paying for these now? Do businesses pay for them? Are there grants?
There's a combination with our program, which is a limited program over the next year and a half before it ends, where there's a cost share component for the part of the installation to get the power out to the unit. And then the unit itself is paid for by Avista and owned and maintained by Avista. And so we believe that this program will really help pay for itself in the years ahead, because it's going to help us learn how EVs can impact the system and how we can best manage this for the future.
So do you anticipate more of those being like at highway rest stops, that kind of thing?
I think there's the possibility of that. If you can, you know, have like a coffee shop or something where you can spend 15 minutes to 30 minutes doing something otherwise you would want to do anyway, it's better than if it's just somewhere like a rest stop off a highway where there's really not much there. We'll see. You know, it's going to depend on a lot of things. I think business partners that want to have one near their restaurant, that kind of thing, those are good sites if they're close to the freeway. There's a lot of factors, so we'll see how it plays out.
It sounds like mostly right now you're in residential.
It's kind of a, in terms of sheer numbers, yes, but as far as the amount of effort and the infrastructure required, it's kind of a balanced program that we're looking at, trying to understand where charging will happen across the board, at home, at work, at apartments, fleets, commercial fleets, in public locations, and then DC fast chargers too.
You see 20 years from now, every car will be plugged in?
We'll see what happens. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of money being invested in the new technology. People might be surprised how fast this comes about, but I think we've got a few years yet where most people don't know much about EVs, and it'll take a while for awareness to pick up. And meanwhile, we've got an opportunity to learn and shape things for the future.
That's Rendell Farley from Avista. To find places you can plug in, he suggests plugshare.com. There you can find a map of electric vehicle charging stations in the Northwest.